you believe that? Oh, he cares for me. True sunshine or shadows, Jesus cares for me. Two more time. He cares for me. What about you? He cares for me. And true sunshine or shadows, he cares for me. One more time. He cares for me. Jesus, he cares for you, and true sunshine or shadows, he cares for you. Do you believe that? That same God is here this afternoon. Why is passing by? Do you have a need of him and you say, Lord, just help me this hour? Organist, just take that song. Whether in the good time, whether in the bad time, you need to have this assurance in your heart that he cared for you. He's interested in your affair. He's your sponsor. Both spiritually, both physically, both materially, any wise you can think of. Even in death, he cared for you. Do you have a request? Just let it be made known to God while all heads are bowed now and all eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this afternoon because you care. And that's why you have given us the invitation to come, Lord. And you said as many, oh God, that will come, you will in no wise cast out, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the preaching of your word, oh Father. This word, Father, Lord Jesus, holy men of God, speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. At this same word, Father, Lord, we are still echoing, oh God. It is transforming life. It has transformed life. Father, it's doing wonders, oh God. Father, we believe it, oh God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We know you have not changed. As your prophet said, it is man that changed, oh God. We are here again this afternoon, Lord Jesus. We are looking up unto you. We are not looking up unto man. We have different needs and different desire in our hearts, which only you can meet, oh God. We have made them known to you, oh God. Dear Father, you that searches through the rain, oh Father, that look beyond the physical eye, beyond the physical appearance of a man, Lord, behold the needs of your children, oh God. Be spiritual need, oh God. Be physical need, be financial need, be material. It is unto you, Father, that it is made known, oh God. And you are rich unto all your divine promises, oh God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, this afternoon, oh God, as your servant, as we have need of, oh God, may you give to each and every one of us, oh God. You said the entrance of your word, it gives life. He gives hope. He gives blessing. Dear Father, I pray whatever the needs of your children might be, oh God. Father, through the preaching of the word, oh Father, through this simple prayer, oh God, may they receive the faith that they have need of and believe it, oh God, and so shall it be to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Once again, Lord, this hour we are surrendering, oh God, this aspect to you. May you take man out of the way. May you take over the sin, oh God, and speak to our heart, oh God. That at the end of the service, we will say like those two brethren coming from Emmaus, oh God, that did it not our heart born within us as it spoke to us along the way. Let it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Your servants that are not here, Father, we pray that your grace will abide with them. May your grace see them through, O God. Be with them in their journeys, O God. We pray, Lord, for the associate pastor. May you grant him journey mercy back home. We pray for the evangelist. Lord, may your grace continue to be with him on the mission field. We pray, Lord, for brother with me. Lord, may your grace abide with him. Grant him safe trip back home. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor, oh God, and the wife, for this number of years, Father, that you have granted to them, oh Father. Lord, we can see men and women, oh God, Father, just like us, that your grace came through, oh Father. And you have made them examples, oh Father. We pray for more grace upon their life. We pray for good health, oh God. We pray for long life, Father. All their heart desires, Father, may you grant unto them, O God. Their heart desires, O God, for themselves, O God. For their grandchildren, Father. For the people of God, Father, may you grant unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as many, O God, that are looking up unto blessings like this, Father, may you give unto them the desires of their heart. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You love the Lord? Let's give him a clap offering. Thank you. 1 Peter chapter 5. I will start my reading from verse 1 this afternoon. Down to verse 7. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for feeding lucre, but of a ready mind, neither has been lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yeah, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. May God bless his word in our hearts. In Jesus' name, you can please be seated. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting for this afternoon service. Just like the preachers used to say, the blessing of the morning, if we will go, you know, by the way of the word, is more than enough. But just because we've added that we have morning service and afternoon service like this, we are not tired of hearing the word of God. Or are we tired? It's always more. We are not tired of his blessings. Amen. We want more because he has plenty. And I tell you, we have not even taken half. Not even talk of one quarter. There is so much that God has in store that once you get in, you know that you cannot exhaust him. As the prophet says, just like the little fish in the ocean that will say, okay, let me drink sparingly so that I will not finish this water one day. He can't finish it. If he has to live a billion years, he cannot finish it. And that is the kind of person our God is. You know, I was in an event yesterday and the people, they were not talking of millions. They were not talking of billions. They were talking of $1 million. And I was, when I got home, I told my wife, I said, people have money in this Nigeria. I said, remember one time, I was telling her of a place we went to in Lagos. I said, in that place, they were not talking of millions too. They were telling us what they can't hear is billion and $1 million. I said, now, quantify that to God. You know, all those rich men, when they were asking them those questions, they were trying to dodge and dodge the question that, what is your net worth? If you want to acquire your company, Kadifa, all these people, you know, both, quantify, just 50%. And one of the men said, maybe 10,000 US dollars, million. And I look, I tried to put it in Nigeria figure. I said, people have money. But the person we are talking about, God, he owns all the wealth of this world. You can't quantify it. And he's the one that is saying he cares for you. Both your spiritual well-being and your physical well-being, your financial well-being, your material well-being. Yoruba people, you are the one that used to call people this name. And I don't know who I'm saying that to tonight. But if the inspiration is to you, you can catch it. What do you see there on the board? You're trusting God to build your house. You cannot do it yourself. Do you think that you can do it of your strength? You cannot do it yourself. It has to be God that will do it for you. I don't take things in literal sense. Yes. You call your child Bankole, Bankole, Bankole. There's an inspiration to it. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, I think it did drop. You know, through your strength, God bless you, sir, thank you. Through your labor, you can't build your house yourself. It has to be God. He said, the builder buildeth, but in vain. You that you're a worker, maybe you think it is your strength that gave you that job. It is God that gave you the job. That's why you should thank God for your job. You wake up every morning, you have life, you go to somewhere that you call an office. It's God that puts you in that office. You should thank him. You have a business, you are self-employed, and you are counting your money every day. You see it, 10,000 naira coming, 20,000 coming. Some people don't even have 100 naira. You should thank God. It is God that is watching over that business for you. He didn't allow the devourer to crush it. It's because he cares. Now, those disappointments also that you face, he also cares. He allowed it for a purpose. I know people don't like this guy, but that's just the truth. That opportunity that you missed is because he cared. You were thinking that, oh, if I'd gotten it, oh, I would have done this, I would have done. Just like something that I put before the young children. And some of them were putting very nice things on the paper. I was laughing. I said, oh, that's good. Some of us had that desire. When God, you bless me, you do this, I will do this, I will do that. That's fine. But of your own, you cannot do it except God help you. And that is why he told us, we should seek first. I will always re-echo that word. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added unto you. We live in a day of great distress. There's perplexity everywhere. Don't sleep. perplexity everywhere. Don't laugh. I say, are you giving us law? No. This is the house of God. So don't look at the person that is sleeping and you are laughing. No, it's not a good thing. There's perplexity everywhere. Men's heart feeling there for fear. They don't know what will happen the next minute. The man that you are seeing, you don't know what he's thinking in his heart. I'm just showing our dear brother in the room something that I read and something that I saw. And it's so terrible that it's even getting amongst our circle, so-called message believers. I know Pastor passed through that line this morning. Permit me. Many times I will have my note, but sometimes I just go outside my note. I don't know why. The Bible told us that a man's enemy is somebody of what? Can there be any evil in the city and God does not know about it? As you were going to that to the pastor's house to break it, it would have just crashed you. But it was his mercy. You say, Brother Joseph, what are you talking about? Do you know the person? I don't know the person. I'm just pleading and just speaking. Maybe a team work, one of the accomplices here. As the pastor said, yes, if they put investigation, they might get you and you know yourself. You will just disgrace yourself. I was telling somebody, I don't know if he's here in the church or people that I work with. When I was having my own experience about the case in the office a few weeks ago, I knew what it was to be in the cell. Because I entered cell, in case you don't know. But they didn't put chain in my hand. And I wrote reports. I saw people chain in their hand, chain in the leg. And I was looking at them. And I was writing how everything happened. And as I was writing, I was looking. I said, oh God, that is the world we live in. Do you say God does not know about all those things? He allowed it for a purpose. Now, people are so engrossed. So thirsty. Brother Bram called it in this message. He said it's a violent substitute. Violent. Violent substitute. You know, I was just thinking, I said, how will I be able to describe it? Just like now, how do I describe it now? A violent substitute, I'm trying to see. You have your toothpaste and you have several brands of toothpaste. Now, and somebody will wake up and say, this leaf that Yoruba people call it a name, when it touch your body, it scratches you. It gives you, someone that tell you that you should use it to brush your teeth. People are reacting. It's a violent substitute. You cannot, it's a violent replacement of McLean, toothpaste, or whatever brand of. Why not use teeth? Yes, our forefathers used to use teeth. But the person tell you that use that one that will scratch your body. It's a violent, it might work, but it will kill you, or it will give you discomfort. You know, it's just like people today. They say, young boy, you want to make money sharp. I know people don't like this area. And they say, Bro Joseph, do you know where you are entering? I know. Yes. I know where I'm entering. And it's so bad that it's entering our circle. That word, Yahoo, Yahoo, I hate it. It should never be mentioned among us here. Are you here? You carry your laptop and you are doing rubbish, you know what I'm talking about. I pray that the mercy of God will reach down to you. Maybe you even graduate and you put certain things on your laptop. Plus, that is Yahoo Plus. We know about it. The old man might not know. We know. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. But I don't want to believe that we have such here. So I don't want to believe. I'm not saying we have them. I don't want to believe. But maybe we have. Maybe I don't know. But certain happenings, in case you don't know, is getting amongst our circle. And we should advise ourselves. We should be careful. All this love for money, it will end one day. Ah, yes. I drive the highest Benz. Help me, Brother David. What is the highest Benz? CL, class, whatever. You don't know, right? And I built 5-bedroom mansion. It's okay. It's fine. As pastor and the rest of the minister, we say, I have one in Dubai. I have one in US. I have one maybe in Nigeria. Ah, yes, ah, yes. Timobawa in Nigeria. Can I be in the one in Dubai? It's not possible. One day, I will die. And it's one small something like this. Maybe my own will not even reach here. Probably in this message, he said, no matter how you love your wife, no matter how you love your children, when you get to that point, all they will do, they will just be weeping. They will not go there with you. That morning, he ends that day. May God have mercy upon us. It has gotten to the point that church members are killing one another, all in the quest of money. And it's too bad. And that thing is coming amongst our circle. I was, you know, last week I was looking, I said, am I dreaming? Is it a dream? I read the thing again. I said, all because of what? Money. You know that you are Satan, in fact, God is gone from the heart of that man. Then you look at the fellow man and you put, as you are putting the knife, nothing is pricking your heart. That man has crossed another level. You know, the last time we went to Benin, and Matthew was telling us, we saw a very nice lady around the Central Bank area. Very nice, beautiful lady, and you would know that this one was just off her mind. And the brother said, they don't use this one. I said, how do you mean? He said, they plenty here, bro, Joe, no worry. He said, maybe they just drop her now, her own don't start. The next thing, he go off all the clothes. Sisters, let us look to one another. We have talked that of brothers. Pastor was saying it. Nobody might see you. Your husband might not see you. You say, your husband. Yes, married people are also in the game. Bad. And it's so bad. Your father, your mother might not even know. But the thing I ask sometimes, if we are careful enough as parents, you see your children begin to do certain things they don't used to do. They carry some kind of things they do. You know that by their level and their assessment, their qualification, they should not have that thing. You should call them to question. What is the source of your income? Do you care about your daughter? We were saying it on Wednesday. Gone are the days that mothers of old, when it is 12 o'clock, they will wake up their daughters and pray. The daughters don't like it. But it is what made some of you mothers what you are today. But because of civilization today, like I was telling the children, Prabhupada said, as the thing is moving, let us move with it. Yes, you see that this civilization is jumping fast. Pray that God give you grace and wisdom. Jump fast with it. Follow your children. Yes, follow them. Let understand what they are doing. I was asking the children, those phones in your hand, those things that you do that your parents gave you to help you, how are you using it to glorify God? You spend 24 hours of the day, ping, bam, ping. You are playing game or you are doing certain things. You can have Bible there. You can create something there. I was telling them, you know, trying to get something from them. And I didn't get what I was looking for. Too bad. Not even from one child. Everybody at their own level, they were writing what they felt. Well, I don't know. Young people at their age, out there, if you go, they are making tangible something that is in the way of the world. And I look sometimes, I say, God, can't our own children do likewise to glorify your name? The Bible apps that is on the phone, do you know that you can use it to schedule? You can have timetable for your children. Just set it. Today, this is the chapter that you must play to this my boy. Play it. If there's something that we do in our own house, you carry your phone and talk inside the phone. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. And you quote the verse and the scripture. Read it. Give it to the boy. Because all these children know that every one of them, they want to handle phone. I have them also. It is the day that we are living in. But you need to care about them. Give them that thing. Shebi na phone you want to handle. Oh yeah, take the phone. Play this thing. Keep playing it. When they don't see you, they will switch to something else. Because I have one in my house. So I know them. They will switch. But when they see you coming back, they will quickly go back to what they are playing. You think these children are not smart? Very smart. May God help us. You need to care, brother, sister. You need to care of their spiritual well-being. Pray for them. Because as the prophet said, the pressure that they are facing is more than what we face in our time. That is why they are getting more wiser and weaker. We thought our own time we were more weaker and wiser. But this, the ones that are coming, hi, they are wiser than we are. What you think they don't know, they know it. And what they are looking for is money, fast money. They don't want to read their book. They don't want to pay the price. But before your daddy became what he is today, he paid the price. Your child don't want to pay the price and you are supporting him. You will pay for it now. Your daughter don't want to pay the price. You know, as the prophet said, when you see them walking in complaint of, you know, opposite says, discourage it, especially when he's not a Christian. He said, let your boys be in the complaint of what? Christian boys. Your girls in complaint of Christian friends. Show me your friend. I will tell you who you are. That is what Bible says. We should care about those things. As little and juvenile as they are, they will mold the foundation and the life of your child and even of your own future. Jesus cared about us. That was why he sent his only begotten son. Do you know what it was? Nobody could pay that price. He had to take the form of flesh. He created a body. Just as we had in the morning. And he allowed that man to suffer many things. Just for your sake. Just for my sake. That was because he cared for you. And he cared for me. And as the prophet said in this message, Proverbs said, the question I will ask you is, do you care? The provision that he has laid down is what? Do you even care to read it? Do you care to see what is written about you? Do you care to see what it says about every point in your life? That every unrighteousness is sin. Sometimes people look at you when you are saying that thing, that, are you perfect? I like what Pastor used to say. When he refers back to the scripture says, well, be ye therefore perfect. And people sometimes, when you say those things, they begin to call certain things, but you do this, you say this, you do this. You are just a man. Jesus Christ is the one that has final say. And may I tell somebody this afternoon? Maybe somebody also might have been telling you that. But you know in your heart, you are serving God. And somebody look at certain weaknesses and say, this. Probably say, yes, when they say some of those things, sometimes look at it. Check, is this thing really correct? But you know, sometimes people, it is just the devil. They want to capitalize on certain things. If you see that you not hurt the person, maybe it's just your style of doing certain things that they are just not comfortable with. And they see some weakness in it. And they begin to want to use it to bring you down. Don't hate the fellow. Love them with godly love. Like I was telling the children, I said, you want everybody to be your friend. Papa said, it's a no matter. Especially at this age that they are. You want to be friend with goodness. You want to be friend with Joshua. But Joshua said, I will not be your friend. But Bam say, don't get angry. Look up. Jesus wants to be your friend. Yes. Why do you want to force yourself to be a friend of somebody? Why not to be a friend of God? Why are you going for a substitute? Proverbs say, and it's a violent one. Why is it that people today, they will drive their car, they have money, and they go to Todd Mellon Bridge, and they will begin to write notes, put it in their suit, and jump inside the water? Some, they know that, okay, the government has put measures, they will stay inside their house and harden themselves. Some, they will drink nonsense. Take the life that God gave them. It's because why? Proverbs say man is looking for comfort. Proverbs say God, he made a provision for man to be comfortable in this message. I don't know if they can just help me quickly get it. That's paragraph 39. No, 34. Papa say, man, it was made to be comforted. But you see, sometimes it takes a violent substitute. Yeah. Are you there? Man, it was made to want to be what? Comforted. And so then, if he doesn't accept God's way, what will he do? He will take a way for himself. He will try to substitute something to take the place of what? That Holy Spirit. Oh, I want you to listen to it. Are you all there now? A man or a woman that will not accept the Holy Spirit, which is God's comforter, that Spirit of truth that he has promised to lead you and guide you through life, which is the master of all circumstances. Whatever you can think of that you are going through in life, the Holy Spirit will master it. But when man fails to accept it and receive it, what will he do? He will try to comfort himself with a violent substitute. That Satan will do what? Present to them. And what has Satan got? He has got plenty of what? Substitutes. But why do we have to have a substitute when the Pentecostal skies are full of the real? Why will I eat from a garbage can when a clean table is setting full of what? Choicy food. Is it amala? Is it rice? Is it whatever? Now that's physical. Bring it to spiritual. Is it spirit of wisdom? Is it knowledge? Is it understanding? Sometimes we are praying, we are looking for great power. But it's very simple to assess. Is full of all these choosy things. But because why? We take the other way. There will be something mentally wrong with me if I did that. Now, what a pity it is to see a man that will try to substitute something to take that place. But sometimes, he tried to ease his conscience by going out. Like mothers, sometimes will try to teach their young girls to be popular. Their whole ambition is to make their young girl a what? A ballad dancer. Ballet dancer. Shake it. I give her a waist trainer. Where is all those things going to? Vanity. I want to teach my son to be a rock star. Where is he going to? Or a footballer. Where is he going to? There's money in football. It's a violent substitute. But you know what? That you are giving her a strana, and you are giving her a sending that will nothing but break her heart and send her to a devil's grave or a devil's hell, a sinner's grave. For there is nothing good come out of it. But you try to think of it, if my daughter could be such and such, well, and you send them over to even as much as to now in their day, YWCAs, where they practice rock and roll, and they hope people will go out there for a band dance or some kind of a hold down, and the rest of it. Why will you take a violent substitute? Today, parents are not even interested in their children knowing God. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have, you know, visions for your children. Because some of these children, they don't even know how to go about these things. And that's why God has placed us as leaders and guides. You ask them. A child should see himself. A child of 10, 12 years should know where he's going to if there is 20 years. But Bible says, whatever you are going to be 10 years from today, this year is what? 2000 and what? 23. If God tarry and he gives us 10 years, 2000 and what? 33. Whatever will be 10 years from now, it starts from what I'm doing today. It's a seed. If I want to be an armed robber, I will start training myself from now. If I want to be a Yahoo, enter plus is from now. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is the way of death. The same way also, you want to be a Christian, is from now. Pastor used to say something. I don't know why we don't take that side. Let us be violent about the things of God. You want to learn how to be a prayerful somebody, you learn it by prayer. You want to spend 2 hours praying, start from 5 minutes and see if God will not graduate you. You keep growing. It just does not work automatically. You grow, you move into that realm. And that is how it also be. A man that will be a wealthy man, it starts from somewhere. You have to start training that child not to be a thief. Not everything that comes to his hand, he eats it. Then we didn't understand it as children. My dad would tell me every money that comes to a child, he used it to buy what it is, granite or whatever they say. And I get angry. I say, what are these people saying? You don't want me to enjoy my money. You don't want me to enjoy life. But now I understand what it is. It was a training. Now, if I had not listened to them, I would have taken for myself a violent substitute. I would not be here today. Maybe I would have been in a beer parlor. I would not know the wife I marry. Yes. But because God cared for me, he turned my life around. I was a very bad boy. He turned me and said, no, that way you are going is not the way for you. Turn your feet back. I don't know how far, how long you have gone. His mercy is still calling you. Turn back. Don't listen to what people are saying. You might have taken certain decisions in your life, which Proverbs say it can determine 10 years or the rest of your life. Don't die there. Rise up. Yes. Don't die there. Rise up. A good example was that woman that had an unbelieving partner. She loved the husband so much that even in his drunkenness, she knew that this man is my husband. She didn't disrespect him. Like some of you will do, you say, church. He doesn't come to church. And so what? Why not live the life before him? Let him see God in you. Not everybody will be a pastor that will come and preach behind. No. But your life, he can preach. Yes. Many of these songs that we used to sing in him, many of them were not written by men. Do you know that? Many were written by women. But when the grace of God came upon their life, something broke there. They began to write that song. The God that is dealing with man is also dealing with women. May God help us in Jesus' name. What kind of a life are we living before them? Is it driving them away or is it pulling them? It should draw that fellow. Just as it was recorded this morning. Don't shove the person twice down. Somebody is down already. See how you help him out. That is Christianity. Living for others. Making life comfortable for the next fellow. Jesus loves sinners, but he hates sin. He loves the prostitute, but he hates prostitution. It was because he cared for that woman at the well. That was why he met her and said, from today henceforth, your prostitution must stop. And he's saying that to some persons here. That your wayward life, it must stop. I'm speaking to you every day. How long do you want me to talk to you? Do you want me to kill you? You want me to break your leg? That accident, you know it was God that saved you. Or you think it wasn't God? It was God that saved you. You know, you just, you know, man being, we are so funny. You can hide it from every other person. As English people say, you can fool all of the people all of the time. Or some of the time, is that how they put it? But you can't fool them all of the time. You can think you fool God all of the time, but you can't fool him all of the time. It's his mercy and his grace that keeps lingering. You see, time is gone. But man, we always are going for violent substitute. I want us to ponder on these things. But man said, why will a man look to his neighbor's wife when God has given him his own wife? And he's not comforted by that one. It's because why? He has taken the violent substitute. Why will a boy take cigar and begin to smoke and call that life? You don't know you are affecting your lungs. You know, if not for the mercy of God, I did pipes. Yes. You take pipe and there are different flavor inside. Yes. You blow the thing just cover the whole place. You feel very good, right? You're a big boy. If God's mercy does not come to you, you will die. You take different kind of drink, ballet. You say, how do you know the name, Brother Joseph? I know it. I'm talking because I'm no more there. Vodka. Amarola. It will do you no good. It will destroy your liver. It's a violent substitute. You can buy pure wine and bring it home and drink. It will do you well. No alcoholic, no percentage inside. You want to drink wine? Have expensive wine that does not have alcohol inside. You say, where are they selling it? Come, I will show you where they sell it. You want to drink good wine? Yes. You are looking for that, right? But why take a violent substitute? Why kill yourself? It is because God cares. That's why he's telling you these things. Why take an unbeliever for a life partner? When you know he said it will cause you trouble down the road. I bet money. I bet you don't see people as examples. Look at pastor. Look at mama. Pastor was native and I love the native. Don't you want to grow old if God have it and be like people like that? 75 years still looking like young men, young women. Look at mama. As pastor will say, she's the only woman that God has given him. If that men and women outside there, because people that don't have God, they can see an old mama like this and want to desire her. Yes. It's because the grace of God shine on this one. Look at our grandma there now. Look at how advanced they are, but they are shining. Look at all our mothers. And you want to take a violent, you are looking for the man halfway, Nick Bambi, give you here. You will not sleep now. If you don't want peace, you will have it. Why take that route? There are people among your folks, men and women, that believe exactly how you believe. That's what the prophet said now. Marry somebody that does what? Believe exactly what you believe. That is why, let me advise you before we pray. In your courtship, even among message circle, because we are also seeing that one too. What do you talk? If a brother is moving close to you, begin to ask him, what do you believe, bro? Don't deceive one another. I love you, I love you. The love will be tested someday. Dig it down. Ask him, bro, what do you believe? Do you have the Holy Ghost in the first place? You are laughing. As funny as it is, it's the truth. It's one of the criteria. I think it is high time we begin to put those things in our checklist. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Find somebody else. I'm not interested. That brother will know that, yes, this is not the type for him. It will shift. Go another one. Go have mercy. Maybe there is one in the church that does not have. He will embrace that one. He come to church 1 year, 2 years. After 3 years, we won't see them again. He will not give the wife peace, the children, something else. Children need father and mother to take care of them. And as we had, home is the backbone of the church. Jesus cares for us. He's trying to have a picture within your family, just like he has. Brother, we may spend almost a year or more the family in God's perspective. What will we say we have not had in this church? This one is not new. There is nothing that we have not had. It's just the grace to apply them. And I think that's what we should pray for God. Pray to God that He will give us. Give us grace to apply these things that we have had. May God help us in Jesus' name. Rabban said, do you know the church is the life of God on earth? And He wants to comfort His church. That's paragraph 52. I know I can't finish this sermon. Maybe I will end there. He wants to comfort His church. He knows all that the church is going through. The church is the life of God on what? Earth. And He wants to comfort His church. And how it will be if you know that wiping the fevered brow of your child will comfort him. And it will refuse and the child spit on your face. And reach and you get a bottle of whiskey or something, the child gets rather, to take instead of the touch of a mother's hand or something. That is what we do when we turn to other remedies. There is many remedies, but there is one cure. Christ is the cure. And the only cure in this, He cares for us. He loves us. And He wants us to come to Him. God made us that way. That only thing that He put in us that wants to be comforted. God gave a man a wife to comfort him. Yeah, this was what I was referring to on Wednesday. To touch him. Any man married here knows that. That is God a good wife, there is something about a good wife. A man being upset in his business or his works of life, he can come home. No matter, there is no door, no doctor rather. It is that way with me. Now, this is the prophet telling us his experience. When I come from overseas or somewhere, and I am so nervous and upset, and I lost my sleep, and I hear the cries, and seeing little hungry children on the street, listening to, you know, challenges of people here and there, going on, it just kills me. Then, when I come home, there is no place like home. You know, if wife will sit down, you know, sit down on the arm of the chair and put her arm around me and say, oh, Bill, I understand it. You know, just a few little parts from the wife, it means so much. Same thing a husband to a wife. These things we should know. Husband, be a comfort to your wife. Wife, be a comfort to your husband. Nobody should know your wife better than you know her. It is your 100% responsibility. When you see your wife, you should know what mood she's in. When she's hungry, oh yeah, come. When she's in a sad countenance, you should know. Same thing with the wife. And just as pastor says, as the husband is in the way, God has made you the head. You should know how to bring everything in control. Yeah. And you see, that's the way God wants it to be. But you see, when we substitute something for that, and we get some other woman to try as a man to take that place, you look for the one with big front, big back. Ah, yes, 1 hour. Right? After that, your reputation is gone. Or some other man, you as a woman, after that, you lose whoever you tie your body to. In scripture, sure you know that. You see, what you do, now, why? He gives us friends. You see? He gives us friends, you see? And we should be friends, we should be brothers. And now that it is good to go to a good friend in the time of trouble and say, oh, friend of mine, certain things happen. A good, trusted friend. There are some friends that are not trusted. We know that. You can't keep your secret with them. You know, experience. It's good to have experience. You know, certain people were talking to me and I was just laughing. When they were speaking, you know, I tell somebody, I say, when you see me, just do like this. Be careful for yourself. Maybe it's a secret I'm giving you. I said, just be careful. And when the person was talking, I just stayed like this. And I was looking. I already knew where she was going to. And I said, let me just tell you something. Thank you for everything that you have said. But be careful who you tell your secrets. He looked at me. I said, yes, that is the conclusion of our talk. You can go. When you have a good, trusted friend, you can go to them when you are in trouble. They will not stab you on the back. Yes. When we call ourselves brothers, Proverbs say, at the outside, we can fight one another. But when we get inside, we are brothers. My wife, as you say, and so, he knew everything about me, 100%. That's why you cannot come and tell me something. I will just be looking at you. This person, I know this person. Except it's somebody else you are talking about. And that is how it should be with every one of us. Even to my friends. Which, like I say, everybody is my friend. As far as I can go with you, except you prove yourself otherwise. Yes, I take everybody as a friend. I don't have any enemy. But when you do certain things, I will know the boundary. Yes, that is me. When I'm doing certain relationship with you, I know if you get this, I don't go there with this fellow. Yeah. But there are some good friends that you can depend on. A good one is pastor. You say, why are you saying it? I'm not saying it. God is the Bible here before me. I'm not saying it to get any honor, which I'm not looking for. You can have confidence in pastor. I'm saying this because it's something that I know. And it's also in the word. You are in trouble. Sometimes you need somebody to talk to. Women especially, you know this one. And you go and talk to another woman that will give you an ungodly advice. It's a violent substitute. Tell you, okay, don't she buy. Your marriage has just started to break. I tell you, you have to do this, you have to do this. And go to godly men, go to pastor. I am 100% sure nobody will hear it. Whatever could be the greatest thing that you think you have done, and nobody needs to hear it. Pastor can hear it. That is what the word says. You need to talk to somebody. Somebody must help you. That man will take you up to God in prayer. That's what we are talking about. We must get to that level. I will stop here because of this time. He cares for us, brother, sister. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. But many times, we don't take advantage of those things. It's just the pastor now. Let me give you one secret. You might be saying, why this brother said it? The unbelievers, they are flourishing well in those things. Today, we are celebrating pastor's birthday. If God would have blessed you with anything, you would have come to bless this man. It's a secret. I'm telling you, hold it. Yes. I'm not saying if you don't have a good, God bless you, as pastor told me this morning, or prayer is enough if you don't have. But if you have, and God put it in your heart, to purchase your suit, don't go alone. Maybe pastor, somebody bought the suit. You will pray. Yes, he will pray for you. And as simple as that thing, you are putting something up there. I tell you. But sometimes, we are trying to leave this area, but somebody must say it. Yes! We are looking for the blessing of God. And you know, there is a man that has a higher grace. Tie yourself. Oh, that man, where? I'm giving you a secret, church. You know, have time to pray. Why not go to somebody that can pray? I'm not saying now you should pay him money to pray for you. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But you have said something that you know you don't have. Attach yourself to him. Say, God, help me. Pastor, be praying for me on this matter. And I tell you, you will come back to testify. But many a times, we don't want to hear. You say, oh, we are beginning to preach like the people of the world. It's not so. I'm not saying it for money. I'm saying it because it's the truth of the Bible. You must take care of your pastor. It shouldn't be pastor that is taking care of the church member. Hey, it's a hard one, but it's the truth. The man himself, he has troubles that he's going through. You know him. But why will you go? You go. If 10 of us go to him, kilo mama, nothing. But let us reverse it. If 10 of us are going to give him, it will be better off. Do you think that pastor himself don't want to be in Prado Jeep? If God bless us, I will say we want to give him. Why not? It's not a bad thing to do, brother, sister. Let us shift our mind from all this nonsense. You want the blessing of God? It is time we begin to get out of all those myopic thinking and all those rubbish. Do something. Let God see. Truly, it's a sacrifice. Just as the prophet said, he cares. But the question is, do you care? Shall we bow our head? He cares for you. He cares for me. True sunshine or shadows. Careth for me. Let's think on these few words. Though might be very cutting, like I said on Wednesday, the Bible is before me. It was not premeditated. As you can see, I had my notes, but again this afternoon I went off my notes. I didn't have anybody in mind. It's just something that will be of an help to us in this life. And Brother Bram said, God has given us something to comfort us, which is the Holy Ghost. He told us that Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. If all that I've spoken this afternoon is a lie, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, he would have been telling you, Brother Joseph is lying. But I believe by the help of God that I have not told a lie. I have spoken the truth in love, so that somebody, perhaps, that has been toiling, using all of our efforts, using all of his efforts, the grace and mercy can appear to them. Of your strength, you cannot do anything, brother, sister. God has to help you. And that's why he's bringing his love to you. In rebuke, in correction, in admonition, and in various forms that he has done. Through several sermons that we have been hearing up to this one this afternoon. While we bring the service to a close, you want to be remembered? I say, yes, Lord. Your word is here and amen. I know I need your help. I need your grace. In this world of great perplexity, trouble everywhere, I know you care for me. I know the thoughts that you have for me, they are thoughts of good, not of evil, according to your word, to give me an expected end. Whatever I might be going through right now, I know that is not the final conclusion that you have for me. Maybe there are certain things that you want me to learn. And you say, God, help me. Remember, he cared for the sick ones. He cared for the weary ones. He cared for the beggar. He cared for the sinner. He cared for everyone. So whatever is your need, while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, just lift your hand to God as Pastor will pray for us once again this afternoon, stroke evening.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you because you know very well, O God, that we are traveling through this world that is contaminated with all kinds of powers of darkness. Lord, they are all aiming at us because we have left their camp and they have settled their guns to try to wound us, to eliminate us, to cause us to delay in the journey that you have called us to run. But our assurance, our confidence is that you have promised you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us, even in us, to the end of the world. That is our assurance. And Father, we just want to thank you for the entire day, the Sunday school, the morning service, this afternoon stroke evening service. All that we have been saying is taken from the storehouse. For your prophet, you told him to lay the message down for the bride, for we have need of it. When you were talking about a particular scripture that said the bride has made herself ready, we said the materials for the bride will make herself ready already on earth, which is the message of the hour. Our Father, we thank you. You have taught us doctrines today. You have corrected us. You have rebuked us. You have instructed us. Lord, we are praying and asking, O God, that all these things gather together. Lord, may they not be vain in our lives. May they work upon us to further our experiences in you and make us better citizens of your kingdom. Your prophet said, no man comes into the presence of God and remain the same. He said, it's either we go away better or we go worse. Lord, you have not ordained us to go worse because we come into your presence. You have ordained us to always go away better, citizens of your kingdom. And Master, we are praying and asking, oh God, that all the blessings that we have heard today, Lord, may they be permanent in our lives, Lord. May the blessing help us, oh God, to be more prayerful, Lord, to be more dedicated, Lord, to be more consecrated, Lord, to be more, Lord, desirous to be like you. May you help us, oh Father. Thank you, our Master. Every attempt of the enemy to try to come and steal any of our blessings, please, Master, may you raise the standard against the enemy. Among your children that are sick that couldn't come to thy house today for service, you are the Lord, our God, that healeth all our diseases. Come to such, O God, and raise them up. Cause the devil to be ashamed for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. Master, responsibilities that is upon our shoulders, Lord, as mortar begins again tomorrow. Lord, as workers go to their places of work, as businessmen and women go to their places of business, whatever, oh God, is before us to do tomorrow again, Father, we just pray that your presence will be with us and help us to do it, oh God, to glorify your name. Every attempt of the enemy to cause us to do something that will displease you, Father, cause us to overcome the enemy, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for your servant that you have made use of again tonight to bless our souls. Lord, as we believe it to our respective home by whichever means we are going, whether we public transport or private vehicle, those of us who will trek home because our houses are closed, Father, take everybody home safely, Lord. May we not be forgetful hearers. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. If it be pleasing unto you, we'll still be here by Wednesday. Gather us again in our numbers and inspire them, let us bless the service again. It's our prayers. Thank you, Father. May we take heed to your instructions. You say we can miss work, but we should not miss church. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Thank you very much, O God, for bringing your servant back from Ibilo. Lord, Brian Dilley, that continues his mission work, be with him, O Father. Lord, when your servant will be returning from Bakatari, bring him back safely, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Shake one another and say, Shalom. Shalom, my precious brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, my brother. Ekushego. May the Lord strengthen you. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. So, be in prayers for one another. See, God willing, always they will see one another again. A brother just told me by Wednesday his wife will be clocking 38. He said on Sunday we'll be taking photographs with her, you know, as we did today. So though the prophet had told us we should always put on our best, we're coming to church. Not going to wedding. Your best, now wedding they put them on. But the prophet said, put on your best. Welcome me to church is a quote. Show me the quote that says you should put on your best when going to wedding. You know this. But I can show you one that says put on your best. Welcome me to church. So we take photograph again on Sunday with our sister. Amen. God bless you. You love the Lord? You have no option that you love him. Because he first of all loved us. But Abraham said, he's God that go after man. He said, man doesn't look for God. He's satisfied as a sinner. Where you are going out to deny, like when we closed, where was that? Was it on Wednesday? We're going home. You see cars parking. If you see car by the roadside like that, just watch around. There is a beer parlor. People are having their own fellowship in that place. We thank God for the kind of fellowship we are having. Amen. You see, we are not better than them. May God help us. Do you know some of them will drink like that till they die? They will not think about where they are going. But when they enter plane, and the pilot say, everybody will be jittery. May God help us. Then shall we rise? Let's see again. Take the name of Jesus with you. I think it's hymn number 222.
Even me all my sins, he from Galilee, I love that. Yes, it's Jesus from Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins. He plays the fingers. I love that man from Galilee. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed a leper. When the people saw him, they started walking. Even today, our God will do.